Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus came down with the 12 and stood on a stretch of level ground with a great crowd of his disciples and a large number of the people from all Judea and Jerusalem and the coastal region of Tyre and Sidon. And raising his eyes towards his disciples, he said, "Blessed are you who are poor, for the kingdom of God is yours. Blessed are you who are now hungry, for you will be satisfied. Blessed are you who are now weeping, for you will laugh. And blessed are you when people hate you, and when they exclude and insult you, and denounce your name as evil on the account of the Son of Man. Rejoice and leap for joy on that day. Behold, your reward will be great in heaven, for their ancestors treated the prophets in the same way. But woe to you who are rich, for you have received your consolation. Woe to you who are filled now, for you will be hungry. Woe to you who laugh now, for you will grieve and weep. Woe to you when all speak well of you, for their ancestors treated the false prophets in the same way." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
"If for this we are the most pitiable people of all," writes Paul in his letter to the Corinthians. Paul mentions this because the Corinthians preached to Jesus raised from the dead, but questioned their own resurrection. Paul puts their ideology to rest when he says that if the dead are not raised, neither has Christ been raised. And if Christ has not been raised, your faith is vain. You are still in your sins. This means that our faith cannot be indifferent to our reality. And our reality is this: we were not made to spend eternity in the earth. We were made for heaven, to spend eternity with our Creator, doing all that He commanded us to do in love. God did not create the universe in order, subject to the law, so He could be our Savior, but as a consequence of our sin, He came to save us. Paul writes in his letter to the Romans, "But God demonstrates his love for us in that while we were yet sinners, at the proper time, Christ died for us. Therefore, having been justified now by his blood, all the more so shall we be saved from wrath through him." God did not mean for us to remain in the ashes of the earth, but to be with him in heaven for all time, to share in the joy of the Master. Therefore, through the life, passion, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, we can be with him forever, through the resurrection of our own bodies on the last day. Paul confirms this as he continues in his letter to the Corinthians, "But now Christ has been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep." Now, a key word in this is first fruits. This describes the first and the best of the produce of the land, which was offered in sacrifice to God, thereby consecrating the whole harvest to God. So Paul is saying that through Jesus Christ, we are all consecrated to God, and that we shall follow him in the resurrection. Paul's problem with the Corinthians is the same problem we face today. How can we preach one thing and believe another? Sadly, more than a few of us are not here because of what is preached of the gospel. Some more of us are not here in fear of a pandemic. Others excuse themselves as not being fed. Even more due to the lack of leadership in the hierarchy. Still more as a result of the sex scandal among the clergy. But most of us are not here because we placed our faith in human beings and lost our faith in God. It is our sin that has separated us from God. And Paul is saying that through the resurrection of Jesus, it will be our resurrection on the last day that will unite us to God. We should heed the words of the Lord from the prophet Jeremiah. Cursed is the one who trusts in human beings, who seeks his strength in flesh, whose heart turns away from the Lord. When we are cursed, we are like a barren bush in the desert. When we are cursed, we stand in lava waste. When we are cursed, we stand in a salt and empty earth. It is a common practice to not mention politics in a homily. Some find it hard to mention ideologies in a homily. Others find it just as hard to mention the issues of our day. But what is life on earth, if not but what we live? How are we to live out the gospel message if we do not name and claim that which we should dispel? Our faith cannot be indifferent to our reality, let alone complicit to evil. Our actions need to be ordered to the glory of God. Thus, why we rejoice here today in the Eucharist, the real and substantial presence of the body and blood, soul and divinity of our resurrected Lord. As we rejoice here today in the hope of our own resurrection on the last day, the Lord goes on to say in Jeremiah, blessed is the one who trusts in the Lord, whose hope is in the Lord. When we are blessed, we are trees planted by water. When we are blessed, our leaves do not wither. When we are blessed, we shall bear fruit. My friends, we are at war. Whether we like it or not, the war is at our door, a war that is fought from within. It is a war of good versus evil, the rich versus the poor, the filled versus the hungry, the vivacious versus the grieving, the exalted versus the persecuted. All in all, it is freedom versus bondage. Plainly put, God versus man. This war is raging from within us. When we attach ourselves to the things of the world, our heart grieves because we turn away from the Lord. Jesus all but points this out in the gospel today. Blessed are you who are poor, for the kingdom of God is yours. Does this sound familiar? It is also in the Gospel of Matthew, in the Sermon on the Mount. But here in the Gospel of Luke, it is the Sermon on the Plain. And here, the blessed are coupled with a woe. Jesus says, blessed are you who are poor, for the kingdom of God is yours. And he couples it with, but woe to you who are rich, for you have received your consolation. He goes on, blessed are you who are now hungry, for you will be satisfied. And he couples it with, woe to you who are filled now, for you will be hungry. He says, blessed are you who are now weeping, for you will laugh. And he couples it with, woe to you who laugh now, for you will grieve and weep. He concludes with, blessed are you when people hate you, and when they exclude and insult you, and denounce your name as evil on the account of the Son of Man. And couples that with, woe to you when all speak well of you. Isn't that a common desire of ours, that people should speak well of us? This war within us has been occurring since the beginning. How do we know that? After the blesseds, Jesus implores us to rejoice and to leap for joy on that day, that our reward will be great in heaven, for their ancestors treated the prophets in the same way. But after the woes, those who have sought the pleasures of this world, Jesus says that their ancestors treated the false prophets in the same way. At the very least, this gospel should give us thought as to where we stand in this war that rages from within us. Are we on the side of the prophets, clinging to that which is of God, Or are we on the side of the false prophets, clinging to that which is of the world? When it comes to worldly desires, worldly pleasures, worldly goods being mentioned in a homily such as the World Economic Forum's plan for a great reset, from that war from within, ask the Lord what it is that we need to cling to. If we should ever hear of politics being mentioned in a homily, such as that a government of the people, by the people, and for the people now believe they should control the people, from that war from within, ask the Lord what it is that we need to cling to. Or if you hear of ideologies that are passing by the way being mentioned in a homily, such as the communion of saints seemingly being redefined as once saved, always saved. From that war from within, ask the Lord what it is we need to cling to. Or even if you hear of issues that are controversial in our day, mentioned in a homily such as putting policies in place to protect the borders of other countries while refusing to put policies in place to correct the chaos created at our own borders. From that war from within, ask the Lord what it is we need to cling to. The day is coming. No, the day is here when we will either be blessed or cursed. In every case, our thoughts should turn to God. Our trust should be in the Lord. Our actions should reflect what is upright and just. If we do not practice this, we will not do it. If we live according to the prophets, our blessings will be with the prophets who sought their reward in heaven. For the psalmist says, "Blessed are they that hope in the Lord." On the other hand, if we turn our hearts away from God and put our trust in human beings, then Paul is right. If for this life only we have hoped in Christ, we are the most pitiable people of all.